Yeah, let's look at the case of a rapper called Azealia Banks, who is due to play in Ireland tonight.
Yeah, you know the song, the 212. What a tune, lads.
No wipe across the night, girl, night, girl. You got a lot, but you just squeezed off. Use it. They'll forget your name soon, and for nobody be the same yourself, yeah.
What you got to when I obey?
That's kind of the only thing I know about Azealia Banks is that she had a track called 212 out a few years ago and that everyone really liked it.
Well, she has been complaining a lot. In fact, her rants go on and on and on and on her Instagram. She was on a flight, basically, trying to make her way to Ireland, but she decided to get off in Gatwick because she said she was being treated like a wild animal by Aer Lingus staff on board the plane. Have a listen to her rant. She's basically seemed to spend the entire time talking into her own phone.
Yeah, we should say we've cut this rant down to as much of a manageable clip as we can. Like, it was about 15 minutes on Instagram stories. Like, you know how many stories that is. This is cut down.
And, like, I'm on this Aer Lingus flight, and I don't know what the is going on in the beginning. Matthew has my bags. He goes, like, deep in the plane, puts my bags up. And then the lady's, like, asking me some f***ing questions. And I get off the plane, you know, because I'm just, like, you know, like, I've, like, worked too hard in my life to be, like, you know, cornered by some f***ing, like, ugly Irish bitch, you know, like, and he's, like, ugly Irish women here, like, just trying to f***ing. Maybe there's another airline I can fly, like, last minute or something. Because, and then, you know, they try to switch it on me, like, oh, now you can never fly on Aer Lingus because I got off the plane. At first, they were trying to, like, get me to stay on the plane, you know? It's like, what the f***?
What the F indeed. So I'm trying to piece together, because we only have one side of the story, which is her crying Instagram stories, but trying to piece together what seems to have happened is she got on the flight, someone gave her, asked her some questions. I don't know, that seems to be what she says, asking me these questions. Then that descended into someone went and told the captain that she made some kind of a threat. So then she and presumably her manager just voluntarily got off the flight. And then
they had to get her bags off. You know that awful thing of someone has to get their bag off, but it's in under the...
Yeah.
That's the minute a plane ceases to become fancy travel and then it's just a large bus with wings and there's some lad underneath trying to root your bag out.
You know? Well, anyway, she then...
The whole plane hated her then, obviously, because she was delaying the flight.
Yeah, but then she was saying that she might have to drive, like at the ferry, and then she booked... Her manager booked her another flight. Then she wanted to know, was Ryanair the same as Aer Lingus? Because... She wasn't allowed to fly Aer Lingus or wasn't going to fly Aer Lingus ever again kind of thing. Anyway, I believe she got to Ireland and is playing the Academy this evening in Dublin.
But now there's a Twitter campaign happening for people to boycott the gig because of her rant about Irish women being ugly.
Now, I wonder, was she specifically talking about the people who had annoyed her as opposed to the entire population? Well, that seems to be kind of what's been extrapolated from it, but like...
Play the little clip there of her saying, calling Irish women ugly.
Well, now, see, that's what you're saying.
The corner by some f***ing, like, ugly Irish bitch, you know, like, and he's like, ugly Irish women here, like, just trying to f***ing... Maybe there's another airline.
So, like, she could be talking specifically about the people with whom she had a problem.
I don't think she was standing up in front of a podium going, thanks for all for coming. I just want to say Irish women are ugly.
Thank you. Goodbye.
No more questions. Obviously, it's in a rant and she's upset and she's just lashing out at the Irish women. Although, you have to assume that it's in Gatwick. I'm sure there are different nationalities working on the Aer Lingus plane. Not necessarily all Irish, and on the ground crew as well. So I don't think she's taking one woman stand against the looks of Irish women. Maria, what do you think? Would you go to an Azealia Banks gig now after all that?
She needs to look in the mirror. That's what she needs to do. And also, call one woman from Ireland ugly and you call us all ugly.
Oh God, we're all in trouble then.
Now, so she is in trouble. I would be very hard pushed to go to a gig if I had tickets.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd be very hard pushed to go.
But if you had bought tickets, I'd bring
like a little punnet of cherry tomatoes and I'd just fire them at her.
But if you had bought tickets to Azealia Banks, you presumably would be a massive Azealia Banks fan. And maybe as a result, you would now think, oh my God, Aer Lingus, what are you doing to this superstar? Leave her alone.
No, if there's anything I've learned from any travelling I've done in the past is that Irish stick together like no other nation on the planet. So I can't imagine her coming out of this favourably in any Irish person's eyes. And I love that tune, by the way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, it's a cracker. But
love it.
I think I won't be able to select her for cheese and crackers.
No. I'd be annoyed.
Aer Lingus have given their spoke on the whole thing. They say Aer Lingus can confirm that two guests scheduled to fly on this flight from London Gatwick to Dublin disembarked themselves prior to departure. The guests in question got off the plane of their own accord while other guests remained on board. As they had luggage in the hold, the flight was delayed while that luggage was sourced and the flight departed Gatwick at blah time and got to Dublin at blah time.
Do you know, I'd like to hear from somebody that was on the flight.
Or going to the gig.
Not the staff, not Azealia, but somebody that witnessed everything on the flight, because there are definite details missing from her Instagram stories.
No one has Instagram story. Like, if it was some big standoff, like, other people would have filmed it. I wonder, was it just some really innocuous... No, but, like, it doesn't matter. People film celebrities all the time. If someone's having a fight on an airplane, you guarantee 10 phones come out and start recording.
Well, they were very good passengers and they put their phones away, obviously.
Yeah, possible. We did ask, other than Maria, another Irish woman, what she thought about Azealia Banks and this claim that all Irish women are ugly, but she hadn't heard of the story.
Really? Oh my God, I didn't even know that. Like,
no, so some people might still be on Azealia's side, possibly.
Does anyone feel sorry for her? I mean, sometimes you lose the rag.
Especially if you're travelling. You're under pressure to do gigs and all.
Well, I don't think that's quite an excuse. I have a gig, so I'm going to have a kind of plane.
You have a tour coming up. I will be doing
anti-Aer Lingus rants on my Instagram stories.
So you feel sorry for her? You would excuse her for that?
Pick
a side. Which side do you want?
I don't know the whole story. I'm just saying there may be extenuating circumstances, some of which we don't know. So I'm prepared to give everyone the benefit of the doubt until we hear all sides of the story.
Oh, snore, Dave. She's an idiot.
Why do people rant into their Instagram stories? Like, can you not deal with your life without looking for validation, not only after the event, but all through the event? Like, are you that much of a child that you need to whinge to a faceless public in the middle of it?
But that gives the rest of us something to look at on Instagram stories.
Exactly.
Yeah, how enjoyable is it when you know there's a long rant, you go, right lads, boil the kettle and set that in for this now.
Like, how many emojis does she need before she feels better about herself?
It's just speaking to her people, to her public. She's having a conversation with them.
She's going on, but my manager managed to get me another flight. Why don't you grow up and get in the bloody plane? And if she obviously thinks she should be flying like in a private jet, get a private jet.
She's got one song. Only she can win from a private jet.
Well, then suck it up and sit in the plane and keep your head down and just let everybody get to Dublin on time. That's what I say. Standing out in the runway getting your Louis Vuitton suitcases reefed off the airplane.
087-4100.
God, I should have Instagram storied that.
You should have, yeah. Here's Sam Smith. Money on my mind. It's Today FM.
Apparently she has now dragged the Rose of Tralee in on the thing and called her ugly. Maria, explain.
Yeah, she actually called her chopped.
Chopped.
She said, nah, you're chopped, sis.
Yeah, but then she said hashtag
ugly Irish girl and a laughing emoji.
Yeah, so any forgiveness for a heat of the moment rant about baggage crew, that's gone. Because she had time to think. And clearly, Rosa Tralee, who is an icon and a role model for young Irish women, a person of colour herself.
Yeah.
And she calls her ugly online.
Well, she's created her own hashtag. Hashtag ugly Irish women. That's definitely not just specifically the Aer Lingus staff.
If all of us decided to make up our minds about a race based on the performance of their national airline, nobody would be allowed into anyone else's country. Let's put it that way.
There's a couple of texts in that are saying something that's really important, which is, lads, she's playing Dublin. I've never heard of her. She has a rant and gets mass media coverage. Box ticked. Jarrah says, yeah, I reckon 99.999% of the country had never heard of her. She's famous now. So there might be method to the Instagram madness.
Yeah, well, but she's not famous for the right thing.
No. And someone says, she's messing with the wrong women, lads.
Yes, she is.
No doubt about it. And we have just found out, was it a listener who let us know?
Yeah
thank you for that. That at some point, Azealia Banks, who has called Irish women ugly, the Aer Lingus women ugly, the Rose of Tralee ugly, at some point she actually called Lily Allen's kids ugly.
Wow.
and said her husband looked like a thumb.
Okay, we're starting to see that there's possibly a pattern of behaviour here. Earlier on, I was prepared to maybe give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm starting to reverse that situation now.
She's calling everyone else ugly. She obviously thinks herself. She obviously thinks she's ugly. Well,
Dermot went on a rant about people who go on rants on their social media. And you've kind of inflamed something. You've sparked a flame in the nation. Nicky's been on to us.
Oh, I was literally sitting in the car listening to Azalea Banks' story. And when he started ranting, he goes, just suck it up and get in. I was like, yes, the revolution has begun.
The revolution has begun.
She should suck it up.
Yeah, well, look,
get on the plane, keep the head down and stop thinking you're bigger and better than everybody else. And then when you're called out for being a knob, you call everyone ugly.
Well, Jim in Fermoy says that if you insult one Irish woman, you insult them all and we'll all come chasing after you.
Well, actually, Maria was leading the revolution a minute ago, and Jimmy says, "Go on, Maria, bring out your inner McGregor. If one of us goes to war, we all go to war." She has reacted to all the backlash towards her, and she says, "I definitely was not banned from flying in Aer Lingus. The Queen of Ireland goes wherever she likes, whenever she likes."
Wow, talk about misreading your audience.
So she's called herself now the Queen of Ireland. That must make her ugly as well, I'm guessing. Not the first, like, she has form.
Oh, God. Like, she's had a go at everybody.
She bit a female bouncer in the boob.
You know, standard.
She had a go at Beyonce for appropriating the black culture.
Dermot and Dave, Azealia Banks once had a row in a hotel and accused a woman of staring at her for hours in her bathroom. She still hasn't figured out it was a mirror.
If my mother was here now, she'd tell her to have some manners.
Well,
have some manners, will you?
It's someone like your mother that people are calling out to have a go back at Azealia Banks. A lot of people like Alan and Cork are suggesting that Noni is the only woman, the Irish woman, to stand up to Azealia Banks.